Hello and welcome to the Print AM, where we talk about the top news story of the day. I'm Unnati Sharma, senior correspondent with the Print, and I'm going to talk about Aam Aadmi Party's win in the MCT elections and the challenges that lie ahead. Arvind Kejriwal's Aam Aadmi Party has won the Municipal Corporation of Delhi election, bagging 130 votes of the total 250 and breaking the BJP's 15 years winning streak. The BJP won in 104 votes and the Congress in 9. And independence in 3. The BJP had also fielded 4 Muslim candidates hailing from the backward Pasmanda community, all of whom lost. And of the 21 Muslim-dominated wards, 11 went to AAP candidates, 5 to Congress, 3 to BJP, and the remaining 2 to independents. The BJP, though, won in all 3 wards in the assembly constituency of Satyendra Jain, AAP leader and minister in the Delhi government, who is currently in jail in connection with a money laundering case. And of the 4 wards falling under Delhi Deputy CM Manish Sisodia's constituency, 3 were won by the BJP and 1 by AAP. Aam Aadmi Party MLA Som Dutt had told the Print that power in MCD will make governing the capital easier. He had said that the civic body is one department that is most connected with the people. Earlier, there used to be a lot of tussles between the MCD and the MLAs from the same area if they were from different parties. An MLA had to get an NOC from the councillor if they were doing some good work and the public would suffer. The work will get smoother, he said. The BJP, which was in power in the MCD for 15 years, had turned the civic body election into a battle of prestige, putting to work its big names, including chief ministers and union ministers, for campaigning. Meanwhile, the AAP campaigned without some of its prominent leaders who were focused on the Gujarat Assembly polls. The Aam Aadmi Party won 134 seats, an increase of 86 seats from last time, while the BJP's vote share increased by about 3%. In 2017, the BJP had won 181 seats of the then total 270 seats coming under Delhi's 3 civic bodies, with most of them in the South Delhi Municipal Corporation, and the AAP had won 48 seats. Earlier this year, Delhi's East, North and South civic bodies were unified into one Municipal Corporation of Delhi with 250 seats. With the MCD win, AAP hopes to consolidate its hold over the national capital, but experts are doubtful given its constant power tussle with the BJP. Niranjan Sahu, senior fellow with the Observer Research Foundation's Governance and Politics Initiative, expressed that attaining autonomy amid roadblocks created by the central government would be difficult to achieve. He said that the foremost challenge in front of the AAP is to attain the kind of autonomy it needs to operate. While AAP has won 134 seats, many of the tasks and activities that come under MCD are still under various government bodies and ministries like the Housing and Urban Development and the Delhi Development Authority that are under the centre. There has been a constant fight between the BJP-ruled MCD and AAP, and now it will enter a new dimension, Sahu said. He added that centre's response has been hostile towards the AAP government and it may try to create roadblocks if the MCD is under AAP. A 5-judge constitution bench of the Supreme Court headed by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud is expected to take up the case pertaining to the administration of the national capital, which has become a power struggle between the central and Delhi governments, in January 2023. Sahu said if the judgment is in favour of the central government, it will completely change the dynamics of the AAP versus centre fight. For the Aam Aadmi Party, however, the main challenge will be to deal with the cleanliness issue, and they are aware that they may face some resistance from the BJP on it. A senior AAP leader who did not wish to be named said that the main challenge would be the cleanliness and the garbage problem because it majorly comes under MCD, but we are confident that as we improved schools, hospitals and are even improving the water supply and providing other welfare schemes, we will be able to tackle it. Our parishads will remain among the public, and we have no doubt we will be able to solve these problems with the support of the public, he said. He also added that the BJP will try to do what it does. It has attempted to stop the Delhi government's effort to implement some welfare schemes. Even within the MCD, they have amended some acts in which things can be done only after LG's approval. No matter how much they try to stop us, we will work hard and try to connect with the local people and the local problems, the AAP leader said. Political analyst and a fellow at the Center for Policy Research, Rahul Verma, said the AAP's win in the MCD election has solidified AAP's position in Delhi, and going further, it will become harder for the BJP to challenge the party in Delhi. Meanwhile, Mamata Pathania, a professor at the Indian Institute of Public Administration, says that for the AAP, the job itself, that of improving Delhi, will be tough. Sanjay Kumar, professor and co-director of Lok Niti Center for the Study of Developing Societies, feels that the AAP winning assembly election twice in Delhi is proof enough that the party has created a strong base in the national capital. He said that the lower economic groups in the capital appreciate AAP's school and healthcare related work. It is one of the reasons why they trusted the party in MCD2. However, the challenge will remain since the AAP in Delhi does not have a complete control over power, Sanjay Kumar said. He added that earlier the BJP and MCD and the AAP government would indulge in blame games if some work did not happen, but now AAP will have complete responsibility. The expectations will rise. With its long list of star campaigners doing road shows and Jan Sabhas in parts of Delhi, the BJP trained its guns at the AAP, speaking about alleged corruption and ravery culture. But in Delhi's slum and unauthorized colonies, CM Arvind Kejriwal's freebies politics seems to have given the party an edge. Speaking to media persons earlier about whether the BJP would continue to obstruct implementation of projects, AAP leader Atishi asked if the condition was better with the BJP in power in both at the central government and MCD, pointing out that there was still a problem of funds. She said, on the other hand, Arvind Kejriwal got things done despite the BJP at the centre trying to obstruct it. She said, action can only be taken when there is political will. Center has tried to take power from us, and in spite of that, Arvind Kejriwal has delivered. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode.